Megaran and Marcos present Castle Grayskull Radio. You now have the power!
In the center of the universe, on Eternia, is Castle Grayskull, the ancient fortress of mystery. Its power sought by the dark forces of Snake Mountain, the sanctuary of sin and sorrow, ruled by the evil Skeletor.
Two men, Megaran and Marcos, have created a secret bunker deep within the dungeon of Castle Grayskull, and through a secret broadcast link between worlds, have discovered a way to bring you updates from this distant universe. This is Castle Grayskull Radio, a Masters of the Universe podcast. You have the power. So, yo, we're back. It's episode 5.
Wow, 5 episodes.
We're at the end. We did it. We made it. We have, so before we get into the episodes, Marcos, I gotta ask you, have you been enjoying this show? Like, how
I have. I have. I have a wonderful co-host that is amazing. You know, like, this guy is cool. What about you, Ram? Well,
that has nothing to do with that. The show is good. I mean, you know, but this is true. You do have a great co-host. I also have a great co-host, though, so I'm lucky. You know, I appreciate you wanting to do this with me. It's been super fun. Having a good time and really enjoying it. So it's throwing me for mad loops, man. Like, I don't know if that was what I wanted, but I wanted the familiarity, but I also didn't want to be able to predict what was going to happen. So yep. I think that's where we are.
Exactly. Like, this show, and again, for those of you who have made it this far on episode 5, like us, this particular show is definitely different than what we thought it was going to be. It turned out to be even better, in my opinion, because, like, it was not formulaic. It's telling a story that if you finish episode 5, it's not finished. We have 5 more episodes that, of course, technology and the Holy Sprocket permitting, we might transmit those episodes as well later on. But we don't know when they're going to be gone. Like, you know, tomorrow we could have a meteor and the entire Earth will just disappear. We won't know.
Well, that's dark.
How will we know?
Yeah, I mean, that's dark. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But, you know, last episode we talked about how, like, bad guys always wore purple. And I don't know if you remember, Skeletor had, like, a panther or something that he used to ride that was also purple. And, like, I just thought about that, and I was like, yeah, because he had, like, this velvety kind of skin.
Yeah. You're talking about
what was his Panthor. Name? Panthor. Everything was ore or something with these guys.
It's like
snake ore. So we've gone through hell. Now we got to go to heaven. It is time for episode 5. And we ended off episode 4 with a very special surprise guest that we won't spoil, but I will read the episode definition for you and then we'll go into it. So episode 5 is called The Forge at the Forest of Forever. Yeah, that's a lot of fours. Forge, Forest of Forever. That should have been the name of episode 4, because then you wouldn't know, whatever. All right. A familiar figure warns Tila and the others that there may be no escape from Preternia. Roboto risks his mechanical body to reforge the Sword of Power. So we're at episode 5. I think it's time to throw all spoiler alerts and warnings out the window. If you got here, you know what's up. So I'm going to just say it. Rip the Band-Aid off. Prince Adam is back.
He is. He's back. But first of all, we can't discount the fact that, you know, RIP our man Orko.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace to the homie Orko. He held it down. He gave his life, gave up the ghost for the continuance of the quest. And you can't ask for much more than that, man. So again, I saw it coming. I knew, but I didn't necessarily know he was going to like be a key player. I thought maybe he
was. Oh, he was. Finish this without him.
Yeah, I thought he was going to trip and fall off the ledge and just be like, first of all,
I'm sorry.
How's he going to trip if he doesn't have feet? Well, come on, man.
You're right. I don't know. I thought he was going to do something like silly and like slow them down and they'd be like, go without me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought it would be one of those, but not like, I'm going to use my power and I'm going to help y'all get this sword popping. And that's what he did, man. So, you know, RIP Orko, or Oracle. I'm going to give him his real given name.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
The man was named Oracle. I'm going to call him Oracle.
That's right. His mama named him Oracle. I'm going to call him Oracle. So,
first of all, can we talk about how within 5 seconds of Adam's appearance, he's like, oh, you guys are looking for this? Like, here you go.
Yo, it's hilarious. He's like, oh, this whole thing? Yeah, like, I got you.
Like, and like, we're transported to, again, it doesn't even feel like heaven. It just feels like an exclusive resort.
Yeah,
for heroes.
Their idea of heaven and hell isn't really heaven and hell. It's just like a really dope section of the countryside. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, here's an exclusive area that you can only come in if we want you in, you know, members only.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, to quote who we know is actual Grayskull, the original hero, mm-hmm. he said, you must have died a glorious death since you're here. And he's like, oh, no, actually, we just walked in through that door that nobody uses.
So I like that he refers to Preternia as a walled garden.
Yeah.
And the only way you're able to get there is because it's shared a wall with hell, or, you know, Subternia. So and now the mighty hero is also up there. Hero. Yeah. I mean, these names.
Like, we have Hero, we have Grayskull, we have a couple like big meaty people, for those of you that are wrestling fans. Mm-hmm. There, and it's like, it's cool. But the one thing that I like is that Adam is still Adam. He's not there as He-Man. He's just like, nah, I'm good.
Right. Just like, you don't need to be a warrior when you in heaven. I mean, look at this place. It's gorgeous. It's like, it's green. There ain't no beef. There's no need to be a big buff guy swinging a sword when you're out here.
But everybody's out there with their loincloths on. My man Adam is fully suited and booted.
Yeah, that's true. He's like full costume. Like, everybody else is kind of relaxed, you know. Again, Andra gets a little like wide-eyed thinking about the idea of Hero and meeting him, because like, he's an Eternian legend, as she said. Mm-hmm. And so it was, to me, I think that they're showing these very, like, Andra hasn't really done a lot in this show. She hasn't done a lot.
She had a purpose, you know. She's the tech guy, you know. If you watch the Fast and the Furious movies, there's always a tech guy, somebody that will fill in the plot when needed with some device, like clickety clack of a keyboard fixing and modding something, you know.
The man behind the curtain, or whatever they call him. There's always the guy on the headset, you know what I'm saying? Yep. It's like, all right, now go left. They're right there. Go right. You know, she hasn't even really done that. So I look forward to, in the next few, like, seeing her get fleshed out, because everybody else has had a moment, but she has not. But she's new, so she got time. Like, I think what we really wanted to see, and they gave it to us, was the characters we knew getting some development, you know. So Teela and Adam are on these little frisbee surf things, flying around in heaven, relaxing.
The rollback of the original show.
Yeah, that's a callback. Even the movie, I believe, had something like that. Mm-hmm. Right? They had the little hovercraft joints. He's hanging out with all of his friends, quote unquote friends. I don't know. Seem like they could care less. They're just like
everybody's like, look at this puny man. And he's like, all right, that's cool. I'm just trying to be me, dog.
Yeah, he's doing me.
Ain't got no beef.
I like that we get a brother out here with the dreads.
The original Grayskull.
he's holding it down. Like, it's really good to see. Like, you know, he's a great character. He's a very, you know, strong, but also understanding. I like the fact that he's not just a meathead, but he's got some heart, you know.
Do you recognize the voice, though, Ren?
No. Who did the voice?
It's the Allstate guy.
Oh, yeah. Dennis Haysbert. Yes, it was Allstate. Oh, snap. Yeah. Wow, Mr. Allstate.
Because I was like, why didn't they give Phil Lamar that? They made Phil Lamar a voice hero, but then I understood why. As soon as I heard the voice, I was like, okay.
Made a lot of sense. Okay. Wow, I didn't even realize that. That's what's up.
Yeah, this is like a who's who of like regular actors that decided to become voice actors for this project.
Yeah, seriously, they just went and found great actors with great voices and just decided to do it. And yeah, they got a great cast. I can't say enough about the voice cast in this. They've done such a good job. So my man says he discovered there was never anything to fear. The end is the beginning. And he starts giving them these really good like quotables about like, there's no reason to leave here because we chilling.
Yeah, you know, like what is there to do? Like, your time is done. You punched the clock, so to speak. Like, you know, the suffering's over with. The plight of humanity continues without you.
Right.
You're straight. Like, you got your reward.
Yeah. But yet, of course, Teela doesn't see it that way. Adam is still trying to decide what to do. It's time to get forging. Let's forge these joints together. And of course, our man Roboto, he comes through. He's able to get it done. But at what cost? My man is going to have to give it up. But
literally,
he also gives them, you know, some great words. He says, I was no mere machine. I was a miracle. And I was like, wow, that kind of touched my heart a little bit.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, as a machine to be able to realize that or to even think like that, you know, I don't know. That might have been some motherboard magic there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We get a couple awesome cameos here. We get Moss Man is back. Voiced by Alan Oppenheimer, the original Skeletor.
Yeah,
like,
we.
I felt Moss Man. Like,
we barely understood. Knew him. He popped up for a quick second. He's like, "Yo, I'm Moss Man." Burnt.
He gone.
And then, yeah, he gets a return, and he has some good words too. Like, everybody's talking about like being at peace up there, and he talks about, you know, Adam's asking him like, how are you comfortable with just becoming a forest? And he's like, yo, everybody becomes a forest, you know. Like,
yo, like, give him biology 101 lesson.
What happens, dog? Like, what you think gonna happen when it's over? Like, even us, man, we're gonna become a part of the forest. So he's like, I'm good.
And then he hits him with the illest line at the end. He's like, but what do I know? I'm only a million years old.
It's like, bam. All right. Well, I guess you better listen to him. Now, the main point of this entire show is, I think, the point that I want to talk about, particularly toward the end, because it finally gets resolved here. And it's between Teela and Adam. And Teela is still upset about Adam lying about his secret. So we have to talk about this. Is she justified in being upset? And is the lie justified? Now, in every comic book TV show, we've seen people keeping their secret identities from people that they love. And of course, they usually always find out. Now, I have never seen it become a plot point like it has been in this show. Just
but it worked. It works.
It's being real. It's like the stretch, like, no, I'm still mad, you should have told me, you know. And when she hit him with, it's hard to mourn somebody that you find out that you really didn't know anything about. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, that's it. Like, that's the line, you know. Like, the writers here just did a great job. And because then you don't know till they're dead. So it's like Aunt May, you know, hearing that Spider-Man died, and it's like, oh man, that's so sad. Let me go tell Peter. Well, here's the thing. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, he's dead too. You know, like, because he was him, you know. It's like, what? You know, like, your mind is blown in two separate ways. Yeah. So I get it. What do you think?
I think, you know, at the end of the day, he's right with an asterisk. He's right for the original reasons. But like everything in life, things change. I think now that he has the full picture, I don't think he would have gone that direction. Now that both sides come together and express themselves, I think he would have gone a different direction with the information he has now. I think with the information he has then, as a person that's trying to keep his loved one safe, he made the right decision. I don't think anybody's right or wrong. I think at the end of the day, this entire show is a metaphor for communication. You got to communicate how there's a side to every story. There's a bad side, there's a good side. Look at the swords. There's a bad side, there's a good side. Comes together and everybody coexists properly.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I like that they explored it. And like I said, this is the first time I've seen it in this way, because we've seen a million of these, you know, stories, and it's never been talking about the people that didn't know and how it affected them. You know what I'm saying? And it's particularly for her to only find out when she thought he was dead. So it's extremely traumatic, and it's not something you would just get over. Like, even if she walked away, started a new life, like, it's not easy to get over it. So I like that they came back to it. They talk about it. You know, I don't know if it gets fully resolved, but I do feel like we get enough of the explanation, which kind of allows us to understand and empathize with both of them, you know. And so I think that's good. I don't know. Are you Team Teela or Team Adam? This is, you got to make a decision, Marco. In 5 episodes, Team Teela or Team Adam?
Well, since Teela was our protagonist, I'm going to, if you're forcing me to a corner, gun to the head, it's going to be Team Teela. And it was kind of like a passing of the torch. Like, literally, this last scene right before they cross over to Eternia, they give Teela the sword and she puts it on her back. And then Adam is like, wait, if I'm here, who's going to call for the power of Grayskull? And Hero and Grayskull, the champion, tells him, listen, your time is up. There was a champion before you. There's going to be a champion after you. Like, basically, my dude is a mantle. It's not a person.
Yeah,
it's not a mantle.
I like that too. I'm like glad they went into that. Like, no, this is going to continue before you, after you, without you, with you. It has to go on.
Which leads me to speculate what you have been speculating all along, that we might get a new master of the universe at the end, or a new champion, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Which, it kills me. I don't handle change too well.
Yeah, I think if we ease into it, maybe. But, you know, yeah, it'll be a tough transition for sure. Like, I can't imagine watching this show with, like, nobody, none of the original guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That would be hard. All right, like, so they jump. I think it's interesting, right? When they jump through the portal, immediately it's into combat, yo. It's like, nah. You in peace over there? Nah, we at war over here. It's like,
and then, like, can we talk about how Man-at-Arms or Duncan has been single-handedly holding off these guys,
yo, single-handedly. I mean, the MVP, the most dangerous man in Eternia, like, pulls out the bazooka blaster from Marvel vs. Capcom 2, yep. The cable gun, and it was like, boom, blows up like 20 of the toys, and, you know, just keep it moving. Like, he's been so valuable. So we get that clear. It's time to get in. Let's fix her. Let's get a sorceress back.
Before we go forward, we gotta talk about the awesomeness that it was Evil Lyn without the helmet. She was just like, Dao Sassoon, hair all the way down.
Like, bow, let that hair down. I'm all about it. Like I said, Evelyn's been my favorite. Like, I loved everything about her in every single episode. It's been great. So then to see her get a new look, I thought that was cool too. And it totally tricked me. It really did. Because you're thinking like, all right, yeah, we can share spoilers here. We're totally thinking Evelyn might actually be just Lynn. She might be good. And, you know, and then she takes off the helmet. So it's a whole new look now. So it's like, oh, maybe she, you know, maybe she could. And then it all comes back at the end. But I was glad to see Grayskull return because I was like, yo, everything I thought was the truth is a lie. Like, you know, Grayskull wasn't what it seemed. Like, nothing was happening the way I thought it was going to happen. And then, man, oh man, at the 23-minute mark, it gets real, bruh. It gets real. I was like, okay, say those words, baby. Say those words. I have the... I sat there with my mouth open.
It was like, one of those things. It took the wind out of your sails, dog.
Yeah, I could not believe it. I was like, okay, ain't no way you brought this dude back. You gave him the full redemption arc, and then you murder him. No way. But yes way. At least he got to clear the air with Teela. I don't know if he's gone. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but that was my man hit him with that jail stab. But
that was jarring. He was just like, yo, Filmation would never. That would have never happened in the 80s.
Like, this is not your dad's Grayskull.
No, not at all. So,
yo, he literally said, "I have
like blood." Hold that thought. So Skeletor is back. Thank goodness. I mean, yo, I don't know what Master of the Universe is without Skeletor. So I'm happy he's back.
But first of all, did you see what he did? He got real close in his ear and like just looked at him. And then
He hit him with, let me get that Mr. sword. Big, like, I want you to know I did this to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I did this to you. Like, nah, you ain't gonna throw a blade from across the room or zap you with nothing. Like, nope, I'm gonna get up close and personal. Ka-chank! Got him. And then Evil Lynn shows her true colors. She was.
I don't know, man. I ain't gonna. No? It's not gonna be a four. I think she kind of like was in her feelings. Like, like it was a situation like she felt like Teela. Like, she felt that she thought she was in control of her fate, and she wasn't. Like, I think, I want to say the Skeletor went, like, off the cuff when he was like, you did good, Lenny. And she could have killed Andra, and she just restrained her. Like, think about that.
Yeah,
she changed.
I thought about that, too. She didn't kill anybody. Like, she definitely could have just murked her right then and there. And so you think there is still a possibility that Evelyn will... has in her mind, because she was the one telling Andra, like, don't trust, you know, powerful men, don't be, you know, running behind men. And then boom,
I think that's the same thing. She thinks that you know, it's gonna be back to the old ways, and then she's gonna quickly realize that Skeletor is exactly who she always said that he was, a scoundrel and somebody that just doesn't care about anybody except himself. But, you know, to call back, I don't know if you're a fan of Robot Chicken.
I haven't watched a whole lot of it.
Well, they did a skit or an episode where Skeletor defeats He-Man by stabbing him. So this was, to me, this was on a whole nother level, because they did it and they made it canon. And then they end with him transformed into this, like, super... evil Skeletor, like, hulked out, and then it's like credits, dog. It's the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah. I was like, this is how you end, you know, the beginning of, you know, the series coming back. It's like, yo, You think we playing? Nah, it's going down. Skeletor is running this. And like, I'm just glad to see him back. I didn't expect that at all. Like, I was sitting there with my mouth open for the last 5 minutes of the show. I was like, but
everything happened like boom, 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 boom. And you're like, what?
I could not believe it. I was just like, yo, did that? Yeah, that really did just happen. Okay, well, moving on. So I think what I want to do next episode is just start with some theories. We can like just kind of start speculating on where we think things are going to go from here.
And give a full review.
And then we could do a full review and recap, you know, rate this thing like it deserves to be rated. Overall, I enjoy it. If you haven't watched it, I don't know why you're still listening, because yeah, we spoiled it all. And but you still should watch it, even if we spoiled it. It's amazing. The first reviews are starting to come out on the show, and it's all mostly positive. So people digging it. They're very much into it.
I'm gonna do my own written review. It's gonna be a little bit separate. And okay, it's just going to be like a review of the 5 episodes altogether, non-spoiler, just giving my opinion where I think it's headed. And I think, you know, the podcast should speak for itself. This is an amazing show, and this has been an amazing experience, you know?
So if I would say, if you're done this show and you want to watch a little more, if you decide to go back, because the official He-Man YouTube channel has, I think, every episode up for free. But I really do think you should watch just one particular episode that I think will give you some background, because this is a major plot point here. There is an episode called The Origin of the Sorceress. I'm going to put the link in the description. I think it's a good one to watch that'll kind of prepare you, because they don't really get into Sorceress's past at all. So I think it's good world building that I think would give you a little bit of comprehension of what's going on. So yes, I would highly recommend checking that out. That is on the official He-Man YouTube. And
check that out.
I'll drop the link in the chat. But as for us, yo, we're about to make like Prince Adam and be out. I have the... Yo, oh man. But yes, it's been so fun bringing this to you. So we will return. This is Castle Grayskull Radio. I'm Megaran. That's Marcos. And you know how we do. So we got to send our shout outs. Our music is by Game Villain and David Renda. Voiceover work by Will Strauss. Artwork by Evan Johnston. And you can follow us on Twitter at Megaran, at the Sunset Kid 56. Instagram too. You got an Instagram?
I do. It's actually titled At the Sunset Kid 56 as well.
Sweet. That continuity. If you got a question or a comment or a theory that you want to throw our way, please tweet us or Instagram us, tag us, and put the hashtag Castle Grayskull Pod. We appreciate you so much. Thank you, Kevin Smith. Thank you, Netflix. This is great. Thank you for this amazing voiceover cast, for doing such a good job. We will be back. And if you want to see more, just let us know. And now you have
the power.
That's right. All right, y'all. We out of here. Peace.
Peace.